This is St. Louis Public Radio. Voters in Jefferson County will be critical in determining who wins the bid for U.S. Senate. But there's also a competitive race for state Senate on their ballots this November. As St. Louis Public Radio's Abigail Sensky reports, the battle to represent Missouri's 22nd state Senate district will be a litmus test for the county.
Jefferson Countyans will choose between Republican incumbent Paul Wieland and Democrat Robert Butler. Butler says health care and education are the issues that are most important to JEFCO voters. He favors Medicaid expansion and prioritizing funding for public education. The Democrat says he expects labor rights will continue to play an outsized role in the midterms, even after August's right-to-work proposition was overwhelmingly defeated.
I do think labor is going to be an enormous issue. Again, 78% of the Jefferson counties came out and voted against right to work. And I think that people in labor recognize the job's not done.
Wieland disagrees. He doesn't expect labor will be a big issue in the midterm elections. Instead, the Republican says he's relying on appealing to what he considers the three bedrock issues for Jefferson Countyans.
I'm pro-life. I'm always a strong Second Amendment supporter. And I also support labor. Those are the things that it seems like the majority of the voters in Jefferson County want.
Wieland says when he knocks on doors around the district, he hears most about the economy. He wants to focus on bringing an inland port to the district and improving roads and bridges to attract county jobs. The choice voters make could determine whether the county remains a bellwether for state politics. I'm Abigail Sensky, St. Louis Public Radio.